Hey everyone, welcome to episode 10, the 10th episode. I think this is like a, definitely should be like a milestone because I have recorded 10 whole episodes of On My Soapbox. And I am Nicole Queen, your wellness advocate. And I am here to talk about health, wellness, fitness, and just plain old life right here on my soapbox. And we have a lot to unpack today on my 10th episode. I'm super excited because like consistency is something that I struggle with. So to make it to 10 of anything, I feel that's a win. So just hang out with me real quick. I got some good stuff coming up. We're going to talk about sprucing it up. It's spring. We're talking about spring cleaning and your home environment and how that affects your health. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. Okay, now, the world has been just going crazy. So we're going to get into these current events real quick. We're going to start with that college scandal. Now, okay, I understand wanting the best for your kids. I understand just, you know, doing what you can for your kids. But I just don't understand why it's gotten to this extreme level of bribery and confusion and all types of stuff. We got Aunt Becky's is losing money because she done. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't understand. I never knew that this type of stuff happened. Like, I mean, I guess it just wasn't on my radar because I had to work hard for everything I got. My mom was like, if you can't get into school, then you just better find something to do. You either going into the military or whatever, but you're gonna get out of here. You know, so I never really thought about people that didn't work hard to get what they want. Not saying that I'm totally ignorant of cheating and all that stuff, but to get into college, USC, Yale, Georgetown, I think was one of the schools. Like, there's people need to find stuff to do with their hands. My mama always said, idle hands are the devil's workshop. So, I'm sorry. I just don't understand why it would be so important to get your kids into these schools, especially if you're already a superstar or a TV star or whatever. You already have all this influence. I mean, if your child is just not smart, then just eat that up and figure something out for them to do. There's culinary schools, there's fashion schools, there's, I mean, now your children are affected. Like, I don't know how long this probe has been going on. Like, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, this is gonna be some monumental announcement they putting out on the TV, and they talking about cheating scandals. Like, I don't get it. Like, everybody just do your work, look at your own paper, and don't copy off your neighbor. Like, it's it just was frustrating to me to see these influential people cheat for their kids to get on top. So somebody's child that really wanted to get to these schools didn't get in because a place was created for someone else. Let's just sit in that real quick. Shit ain't fair, man. It ain't fair. So we'll see what happens. Let's see who ends up doing jail time. I doubt anybody will. Well, I think Becky went to, what's her name for real? Lori Loughlin or something. Joe Montana, Montana was implicated in all this stuff. Phil Mickelson, the golf player or whatever. Like, it was just too much going on in these streets with these kids in these schools. I don't understand, but we'll see what happens. I'm sure it'll blow over and nothing will be done. Other than they've already lost money, and then the kids lost money. I think Aunt Becky's daughter Had some deal with Sephora, so she lost that, and it's going to continue. These things are just happening in the world, and it just doesn't surprise me. Moving on. Jordan Peele's Us. Now, I don't deal with demons. I don't do well with any horror flicks. I don't do well with any summoning of spirits that ain't supposed to be here with me. I don't mess with any of all of that stuff because it just doesn't sit right in my soul. I'm an empath. I don't got time to be worried about who is or isn't here. That being said, I am curious to see this movie, Us. I mean, just because it's Jordan Peele, just because it's a black horror movie, yes. But there's been some stuff going on in the internet about the ending. So that's where I'm like, ooh, I want to see what this ending is all about. Now, I haven't scurried around and looked all through Facebook and all that stuff because I don't want it to be ruined. And furthermore, I'm still trying to talk myself into going to see this movie because I just don't do horror flicks at all. So, I don't know. We'll see. If y'all saw it, drop me a line. Let me know what you thought. And that's all I got about that. Netflix has been sucking me in so bad. Like, I see why people will Netflix binge watch stuff, because you find something and you got to see the next episode. You got to see the next episode of that. So here are my favorite Netflix loves for this week. And I don't know if this is going to be something that continues because I really need to be doing some work, but I really do need to take time sometimes to step away, relax, look at stuff, and just be. So this is what's been keeping me up. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I think, is it still called Queer? I just call it Queer Eye. Oh my gosh, the Fab Five, they're in Kansas City, Missouri, making life great for people. Selling Sunset. These are some women in Beverly, well, somewhere in California. I don't know if it was Beverly Hills or Los Angeles or whatever, wherever they are. These chicks are selling these million-dollar homes with the Oppenheim Realty Group. There's two, they're a set of twin brothers, and they have about five agents that are all women. I mean, we're talking about these women are here, and they're coming for these coins, and they're not letting anything stop them. I also watch a similar version. Well, it's not really a similar version, but it's called Love in, oh, it's on OWN Network. It's called Love and Marriage Huntsville, and it's about real estate developers there. They happen to be African American, and these ladies on Selling Sunset, they're not. There's like one Israeli chick, and the other ones are they're not. I try to be politically correct, but they're just some gorgeous white women that are selling homes. I mean, I just gotta keep it real. That's what they are. And ain't nobody look like me on there. So, Taye Diggs was on one episode. He bought some. He was looking at this house, but it just goes to show that, you know, women can be in these games that the men are in. Like, we can be in these same fields. We can do the same things. I like it. My boo is into real estate, so I've been trying to watch a little real estate stuff. But it's amazing the commissions that are being made. These houses are incredible. These men that are the head of the group, they just making this money. And it shows, goes to show you, there is enough of everything out there for everybody. Like, you just have to chase it. You just have to want it. And you can't sit there and say, oh, well, everybody's into real estate. I mean, I know that there's some work that you have to do to get to the top, but you can't just sit down on your dream because you think everybody's doing it. Yeah, everybody's doing it, but everybody's not doing it like you. So that being said, if you want to get into that real estate game, go for it, sis. You got it. Another thing that I've been watching, I watched the whole season of this show called Shadow. I think I talked about it on my last episode. It's a South African private eye type show, and that was really good. That's really good. I've also been watching, what's it, Keep It Up, Charlie, or Your Turn, Charlie? Something with Idris Elba, and he can speak in his normal accent. Listen, he's like a nanny to this little girl whose parents don't pay attention to her. And that's a little cute little show, too. And the final thing that's on my Netflix list for right now is Tidying Up with... what's the lady name? Oh, Marie Kondo. And Marie Kondo is the author of The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And she is I don't say she's a minimalist, but she comes in, she tells the people how to fold their clothes, how to make everything look nice, how to purge, how to give thanks and blessing to everything that, you know, that serves you, and keep the things that spark joy in your life. And it's just a really cool little show. And it kind of ties into what we're going to talk about today, which is spring cleaning, because it's springtime. And, you know, that's what most, I think, well, one thing that I did growing up was, you know, we cleaned every Saturday. But since I became an adult, like the first day of spring has just always been a day where I like to open my windows and start, you know, getting stuff out of here, the dust and the nastiness. And so we're going to talk about that today, and how having your home environment in a certain order, in a certain way, can affect your health. So hang on tight. I'll be right back. Following my notes, I done missed a whole nother section of the current events, but we'll just smooth it all in here, right here, before we get into our topic. But has anybody else been affected by this Mercury retrograde, child? Listen, the past 3 weeks, your girl has been up, down, sideways, just... my energy has just been super low. I've been, like, not depressed, but just feeling heavy and stuck, and just not kind of wanting to really do anything, right? So I was like, dang, that's right. It's the Mercury retrograde. Now, for all of y'all that ain't hip, the Mercury retrograde is when there's a change of movement in the planet Mercury, and it is said to bring about all kinds of bad luck. Now, if you remember a couple weeks ago, Facebook broke, and Instagram broke, like all types of chaos is going on. We had that stuff happening with the college scandal just pop out of nowhere. It didn't really fit the news. It just was like weird. Like, what? So it lasts for about 3 weeks, and we have to deal with this thing until the 28th, y'all. So this is some things that can happen as a result of the Mercury retrograde. You're less proactive. You do have a lot of setbacks. You close other people out. Let's see what else. Self-doubt, and you question yourself. And listen, the 28th is near, but we still have some time before the next one, which will be coming July 7th through the 31st. So here are some ways that we can protect ourselves against the retrograde. Usually, I don't really have a super huge problem, but I think because I have so much going on and just stuff in my life that is just, you know, contingent on me doing specific actions, I feel like this thing came and hit me in the forehead, like, girl, listen. So here's some things that you can do to survive the next retrograde. You got to plan ahead, you know, be flexible, anticipate things that might go wrong. Not being paranoid, but just anticipate stuff. Double check your locks on your door, double check your car, double check, make sure you got gas, make sure you got your oil changed, double check any assignments that you may have due, and just be super attentive to things. just be in tune and be present with what's going on around you so you can be like, oh, okay. They say not to make any major deals. They say not to really plan any big events during this time. So just, you know, read up on it. Google is a world of information, and depending on what your sign is, it may affect you more than other things. Like this retrograde was super super effective on Sagittarius's, which is, that's what I am. Now look, I ain't no voodoo witch doctor, nothing like that. I just like to have all my information about myself in my head so that I know how to operate in this world. I do horoscopes, I go get my cards read, I get my chakras realigned, like, because I feel like my purpose is so profound that when I really get into what I'm trying to do, I need to really have all my tools in my toolbox and working in order. So I like to, you know, light my candles. I'm still trying this meditation thing. It's a slow process for me, but I do, you know that I'm not the universe gives off things that I need to take advantage of, and knowing more about myself and my personality and my strengths and my weakness and every aspect of myself, it just does me good, because I need to keep myself protected and in order to give the good people the good word about these good health, nutrition, and wellness and support and all that other stuff. So that's what I do. So in order to have a successful Mercury retrograde, you want to not be negative. It's going to be negative enough during that time. So listen, try not to fall into it. I did. Like, I fell into a little negative actions, negative speak, negative. I just was like, wait a minute. You don't want to bottle things up. And that's something I also tend to do. I know I talk a lot, but there are some things that I just hold inside, and that's not good. You don't want to rush or jump into things head first. You don't want to do that during the Mercury retrograde, because you might hit a brick wall. You know what I'm saying? And don't make unrealistic demands on yourself or other people. Just make sure you have deadlines and you work tight around those deadlines and have goals, as with anything. But definitely during the retrograde, you want to make sure you have some goals. And like I said, you have, what is it? How did I say? July 7th through the 31st is the next one. We're coming out of this first one. And the one after July is in November. So we just want to govern yourself accordingly. And these are the Mercury retrograde announcements. All right. We're going to get into today's topic, and it is sprucing it up, how your home environment can affect your health and how to create a healthier home. I've been running a free group on Facebook about clean eating and home environment. So that kind of was the inspiration behind this podcast, but not really, because spring cleaning has just been something that I look forward to after a cold winter where you're kind of like trapped inside and the sun's not shining long. It's, you know, your days are shorter and it's cold and you can't really open your windows all like that. I've always looked forward to the first day of spring, because usually by that time, especially here in Atlanta, it is nice. I mean, it's like 60 degrees and the days are longer. I can open up my windows and let all the negative crap out and get some fresh, clean air in. And thank God, I'm not like some of y'all Georgians. I don't have the allergies. You know, y'all, the pollen down here, you can like see it on the cars and everything. So I don't have the allergies. So I'm good with opening the door, and I don't have to worry about sneezing for the rest of the day. You know, like, I don't have to take the Zyrtex. I don't have to take the Claritins. I don't have to take none of those things. But I just have real fond memories of cleaning. Like, growing up, every Saturday, my mom would turn on the gospel music And I would be in my room with my ratchet music. Well, it wasn't ratchet back then. It was like 90s stuff. So it was like New Kids on the Block, Tribe Called Quest, just anything. Like, I used to make tapes off of the radio. So I would, if there was a song that I liked on the radio, I would just record it and I would make my own tapes. But regardless, there was always music involved, and we were expected to clean our rooms, do our laundry, clean the bathrooms, and then we would go to the commissary because my dad is ex-military. He was in the Air Force. So sometimes we would go to the commissary to do our grocery shopping and all that good stuff. So those are just some of the warm, like, I just love to clean. I love cleaning products. I love office products as well. That's another episode. But I just really like to clean. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm a neat freak and that my house doesn't get carried away. I did notice that, you know, as I got older, especially more recently, that as I, you know, as I started eating better and taking better care of my body and started cooking more at home, I have noticed that when my kitchen is cluttered and nasty, and because I have all these takeout container, like meal prep containers and dishes and stuff from cooking, I have noticed that when that happens, I can actually physically feel it in my body. Like, I feel unsettled. I feel like, okay, there's a blockage somewhere. Like, it just gives me an uneasy feeling. The same with laundry. If my laundry overloads, like, I start worrying about planning for the next day, making sure I have my gym clothes and all that stuff. And it's just, you know, clutter clutters your mind. It clutters your spirit. And that's why it's important to set up some sort of system so that you can move about your own space better and in a more healthier way. Because if you don't want to come walk into your house and be depressed. I mean, we spend a lot of our time away from home, but when we come home, it should be a welcome environment. Like, you should walk into your home and feel peace, tranquility, love, joy, all those good fruits of the spirit. Those are the things that you should feel when you walk into that door. And if you don't have that, that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you get to the point. Just, I have four quick, simple ways that you can start getting your home into a healthier place for you to dwell. And the first way is to remove dust. Now, when I have a picture somewhere in this house, as a little kid, that was my favorite thing, was dusting. My mom would get the Pledge. I loved the little lemony scent that it has. And I would just get my little rag. She used to like have one of my dad's old t-shirts or whatever, spray it and then, you know, wipe it down. Just do a little damp dust. Now, dust can hold toxic chemicals in your house. So that's why I like to open my windows and let the fresh air in sometimes so that you can remove all that dust. So just start with getting a nice furniture polish. And I don't have like pine furniture, like all, you know, no special kind of wood. Listen, if it looks like wood and is acting as wood, it gets dusted. So I will get my Pledge and I will wipe it all down. You know, just moving things, making sure there's no dust there. And then, you know, I have a separate pile for cleaning rags that I wash. So that's one thing. You want to make sure that you damp dust. If you just dry dust, things just fly into the air and then you just have contaminants just floating around. So just make sure you use a damp cloth on window sills, baseboards, ceiling fans. Listen, them ceiling fans, y'all need to get up there and get this. They have special tools that you can use that will allow you to reach up there, clean that dust off, and have a great day. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to have like, there's a tool designed for it. You just have to find it. vacuuming, great. You want to vacuum your area rugs. I got a little, like my floors in here are, I have some tile a lot, and then I have an area rug. And then, of course, in the, I only have two bedrooms, so there's carpet in there. But you want to make, like, I have a little dirt, a dirt buster that I just vacuum, or I, you know, sweep and then vacuum or whatever. But you want to just make sure that you are removing the dust in your home so that you can breathe easy. Another thing you want to do is be mindful of what you buy. And as I was saying about cleaning products, now I know there are healthier versions of cleaning products that don't have as many harsh chemicals. But let me tell you this as a disclaimer. My mom was a nurse. I'm a nurse. There's certain things that I just need to make sure that my cleaning products have in it so that it kills the stuff it needs to kill. Now, I don't know about vinegar and how it does with, you know, flu virus microbes. You know what I'm saying? But there are people that go hard like that, and they make their own cleaning products. But I'm not one of those people as of yet, nor am I one of the people that I tried with my dishwashing detergent, y'all. I tried to get the clean, whatever, you know, seventh generation or whatever, you know, the healthy, quote unquote, organic, whatever, dishwashing soap for my dishes. Because I told y'all, my kitchen is, that's my spot. That's where I, you know, create a lot of things. And that's where, you know, I spend a lot of time. So it's almost like a retreat in my kitchen because I love it so much. So I was like, well, let me start in here and get this good product for my dishes and treat my dishes with love and respect, you know. And I ain't like how I don't know. I'm a Dawn girl because I know it's antibacterial or anti-whatever. But I got the seventh generation or whatever it was. And I mean, it was cool. You know, I had a coupon, so I used it. Now, am I like stuck on using that every time I get dishwashing liquid? Not sure. Because sometimes if I don't have the money for that, I'm not getting it. I'm going to get the good old Dawn for $2.99 because I got a coupon for that more often than you get a coupon for the healthy stuff. And I know there's people out there that sell wellness baskets, wellness buckets of cleaning products, but sometimes I just don't have the money to invest in those things. But you just want to, so you just be mindful of what you buy, your plastics, your paint. You want to make sure. Now, I do this. I make sure, because I do a lot of heating up and I use a lot of plastic ware. I do make sure that it's BPA free, which most companies are using BPA free plastics, especially with you guys with babies and baby bottles and stuff. You want to make sure that they're BPA free and all that little plastic stuff that they put in their little mouths, make sure that it's non-PVC as well. So I do try to do, I do make sure that my plasticware is BPA free. I also have been moving towards more glass containers, which I hate. I do, because it makes my lunch bag heavy. That's the only reason. I have to get a bigger lunch bag sometimes to carry all these glasswares, and it's just, you know, it's just a pain. But if it's better for me, and the frequency in which I heat up food, it's a great investment. I mean, I do the, what are those, the mason jars. I do a lot of those. I'm starting to make my own salad dressings and things. So making sure that I have plasticware and glassware that I can easily take and heat up things and not have to worry about stuff being melted into my body that may cause cancer and all that stuff is cool. Like, and I also heard about, you know, the Teflon in your cookware. You want to go more towards the copperware, where, you know, that you don't have the harsh chemicals of the Teflon. Now, I have not switched over my cookware. And it's probably about time because my Teflon stuff is really toe up and I'm probably am eating a little bit of Teflon every day. So that's something that I need to do. But, you know, it's not, I'm not saying these things so that you become paranoid and you're like all pre-consumed with something, but just make wise decisions when you're buying things for your home. So there's that. So we have removing the dust, be mindful of what you buy, and plants. Lord, I have one plant. My mama, she wasn't a green thumb. Mama, they used to say, if you want something to die, give it to Amelie. Now, she has gotten better, I believe, with her plantage, with her green thumb. And I do, you know, I have one plant that is still alive. And ironically enough, my ex-neighbor, when they were cool with me, he gave me a piece of one of his plants because he was really into plants. And I wanted to smash it, actually. I was like, fuck this plant. I don't need, you know, I want no memory of him. But I kept it because this is the only plant that I have. And I'm actually looking at it right now. And it's growing. It's beautiful. I need to put some water in it. I actually got a little, I need to get a plant stand. I got some dirt for it and I got a little, pot for it so I can move. Cause right now it's in like a little purple, mason jar. Cause it just, all he said is I just needed the water. I need to take it outside today so it can get some air. But, plants help increase your mood. They help with, because they release oxygen in the air, right? So it's clean air for you to breathe. And they also humidify the air as well. And it also makes your home look more inviting when you have a little foliage in your living room. You know what I'm saying? So when I do purchase a home, I really do want to have a little teeny garden, like a box garden, a raised box garden, because I don't know about these animals and stuff, but I do want to grow my own herbs and things like that. And I do want a little kitchen mini herb garden, maybe. I don't know about all that dirt in my kitchen. So, but, you know, having plants and things like that are very, very great for your home, the air within your home. And it just makes your house just look and feel just a little bit better just because you have a little greenery. And you can Google, for people that don't have a green thumb, and I'm one of these people, you can Google low maintenance plants or what plants you should have in your home that help with mood and O2 and all that stuff. Oh, sorry, my nurse language. O2 is oxygen. So that is another way that you can help create a healthier home environment by just having a little bitty plant or two in your home. Another way, okay, now this is one of my favorites, is create a wellness zone. Create different wellness zones in your house. They keep you grounded and they keep you balanced. Like in your bedroom, if you have a little meditation place, or you have, you know, crystals or candles or whatever, some place within your bedroom where you can look at it. It can be something simple, where as a picture, I have a little thing that my mom got me. All it does say is inspire. And let me walk over. I told you I just be doing these, and anybody can have a podcast, child. All right, so it says inspire, to encourage somebody to greater effort, enthusiasm, or creativity, to awaken a particular feeling in somebody. And it doesn't go with my color scheme of my home, but I look at it every morning, along with my picture of Rico, and it just lets me know, it just grounds me, because that's who I am. I also love plugins. I really need to invest in a diffuser, so I don't have to spend all this money on these oils when I can just use more essential oils and be more intentional about what I'm breathing. But I do that. I have my journals by my bed. Sometimes they're in the bed with me because when I wake up, that's what I want to do, is read my little devotional and daily meditation. And I also have candles, and I have a fertility statue because I'm going to be an old mama, and it's okay because they told me that a long time ago I was going to be an old mama. So now I am feeding that spirit, and I have, I forget what this rock is, but it's supposed to be good for energy. My Reiki guy gave me that. As the end, he gave me the fertility statue too. So anyway, so create little spots of wellness and comfort, your go-to zone, in your living room. Have a place, like I have a place by my window where I usually sit and read, and it's just a place where I like. I have my Ravens blanket there. I have, of course, I have a different plug-in for this room, for my living room. And I have like a little chest where I have my picture prints. I have my Bible, and I have a little corner where I have my workout equipment. Now, I don't have a super huge house, but I make it work for me. And then, of course, I have my Field of Dreams, which is my office. And this area right now is super cluttered, but it has my bookshelf. It has some grounding things. It has a candle, and it has a like little words of inspiration and encouragement. So you just want to have just wellness zones where you can go and be balanced and grounded. And of course, in my kitchen, I'm looking for the perfect kitchen mat. I think I found it. It's at Target, but I just haven't bought it yet because I'm trying to wrap my mind around spending $50 for a kitchen mat. That's the honest truth. I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, but I spent a lot of time in there. So I'm trying to be like, girl, you know, it would be nice to have, because my kitchen's really small. Child, when I make it, y'all gonna see, because I'm gonna have the biggest kitchen ever. But I spent a lot of time in there. There's no mat. So I just need something small, but have that cushion so that I don't get feet fatigue, because I'm in there for a long time sometimes. So just creating little spots in your house that speak to you and give you that sense of peace and that sense of grounding is also a must. If you don't do nothing else, if you don't remove no dust, if you don't care about what you buy, if you really hate plants, if you just make a wellness zone, a UBU area in one of the rooms in your house, then, you know, that right there will be enough to kind of propel you into the next week, I promise you. Some other ways that you can help, you know, create your home a little, make it a little healthier is, you know, air purifiers, of course. Everybody don't have the money for all that. That's why I say get you some plants. Clear out your piles. Like right now in my office, I'm looking at piles of crap. Some stuff I moved from one area of Atlanta to another, and then I moved again. So some stuff is just straight things in boxes that I just really need to go through and either toss them or give them away or whatever. But I need to just start at one corner of a time and set myself a time limit. And that's what I typically tell my clients who, you know, have an excessive amount of clutter and they just don't know how to clean. I'd say, hey, pick one area of the room, start there, work there for about 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then walk away. And then you keep doing that until the whole room is clean. Now, some people can spend a day cleaning and they have that kind of time, but some people don't. So you have to, you know, make adjustments, not excuses. You just have to figure out what works for you and what works for your family. Another hint on helping and having a healthier home is to share your intentions with your family. Sometimes if you tell your husband, or you tell your boyfriend, you tell your girlfriend, you tell your kids, listen, this is what we're doing. This is why. And this is what's going to happen if we continually do this. They'll buy in. I mean, you can't just try to do everything yourself and not communicate with anybody and hope that they'll catch on. No, nobody's going to catch on. You have to tell people what you're trying to accomplish. Baby, when you empty the dishwasher and put the dishes up, I love it so much because it helps me feel more organized. Like, we have to speak encouraging words to the people in our lives. I mean, that is the way relationships flourish and blossom, is through communication. If you're not out here spreading any joy or telling people anything good, then, you know, why you can't even complain as to why your relationship is failing. You ain't talking. Okay, so let's learn to use our words and to tell people our intentions instead of just doing stuff and hope they catch on, because nobody's going to know why you got a whole new set of BPA free Rubbermaid Tupperware, whatever, and they just mad because you spent all these extra money and you haven't told them, well, I'm doing this because I want to blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you gotta use your words. Open up your windows. I've been saying that since I got on this podcast. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to, after I finish recording, I'm going to take my shower. I'm going to go to Kroger because I need some avocados and I need some peppers because I ate them all. And I think I want a little cilantro. Maybe. Sometimes this Kroger don't have it and it just pisses me off. But anyway, and when I get back, I'm going to open up my windows and I'm going to cook and portion out my food for this week. It's a lot of work and it takes a lot of patience, but I'm going to do it because why? I have to. I have to set myself up for success this week. I'm becoming, if you follow me on Instagram or anything, yesterday I was mentioning how I need to dial really into my nutrition because I've been in Mercury retrograde plateau season. Like, I've been the same weight for like 3 weeks and it's not fun, you know, because I'm working hard and I'm eating well, but I'm not eating enough of the right things. So anyway, I'll give you all my social media handles at the end, which is where we pretty much are. And I just want to leave with a quote from Marie Kondo. And like I said, she's the author of The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And she says, the objective of cleaning is not just to clean, but to feel happiness living within that environment. And that is what I am encouraging you guys to do. Clean up. Speak to your folks about what you're doing. And just walk into your house and feel the spirit and the energy of joy and happiness. Because that's what it's all about. We don't need to go to work and be, you know, all super frustrated and then come home and have that same frustration. You should be able to walk into your home and lay your burdens down on the outside, and you come into your house and you live. So with all that being said, I am Nicole Queen. You can find me on Facebook at Nicole Queen. You can find me on Instagram as beinspired_24/7. I do have my wellness, my health coaching, which is what I do as well as being a nurse. So if you want to learn more about my health coaching sessions, you need a cheerleader on your road to wellness, and you need somebody to walk you down that aisle and get you started and get your mindset right, I am your girl for that. And you could click the link in my bio on beinspired_24/7 and get information on how to connect with me so that we can get you living your best and brightest, fullest, most healthy, holistic, organic, it's like, I'm kidding, life. But I do, that is my passion, to help people become better versions of themselves through health and wellness strategies. So I thank you guys for listening all the time, because you could just not. You know what I'm saying? So if this episode has helped you, leave me a link. Leave me a message somewhere. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on Google something. I'm on Anchor. That's what I use to record. And send me a shout out. Send me a line. Let me know what you think. Also, send me some ideas of what you want me to talk about and get on my soapbox about, because there's something I got to say for just about everything. Well, I hope you guys have an awesome, marvelous beginning of your week. Beware that retrograde. Be easy, y'all.